The practical effect of the executive order is in some dispute. The White House says it merely reaffirms the long-standing prohibition on federal funding for abortion, except in cases of rape or incest, or where the life of the mother is in danger. The executive order had a powerful political effect, though. It helped to secure the yes votes of Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak and a handful of other anti-abortion Democrats just hours before the House approved sweeping health care legislation on Sunday. Stupak's one of 14 lawmakers invited to attend the signing of the executive order in the Oval Office this afternoon. Unlike the signing of the health care bill itself yesterday, there will be no news cameras or microphones present. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.